And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
In rugby league, the huge announcement that high-profile general manager Phil Gould was quitting Penrith. Did he jump or was he pushed?
When all is said and done, and because it is Phil Gould, a lot has been said in the last 24 hours, I think we can put it down to illness and exhaustion. Both sides are sick and tired of each other. Gould's a former Penrith player and coach. At the age of 60 now, he's one of the most powerful people in the game. He's got a stratospheric media profile independent of his role at Penrith, and that's at various times been problematic for him and the club. And last weekend, there were more rumblings, and with Phil Gould, there always are rumblings. His whole life is a rumble that he was gone because of a power struggle at the club, which is also itself struggling on the field. Putting his spin on it all yesterday, and he's one of the best spinners in the competition, Gould declared after a meeting with senior Penrith folk they had all agreed his work was done. And look, there's a lot of truth in that. He's helped bring the club into the 21st century with a range of innovative programs that have helped make it relevant and viable again out in Sydney's West. Some people were even saying yesterday that without his vision, and equally important, his links to the so-called big end of town, and that town of course is Sydney, not Penrith, the club would not exist. But with Gould, it's always been a case of my way or the highway, and yesterday, well, it was him taking to the M4, and sooner rather than later. There's no doubt the appointment of Ivan Cleary as coach, something done without Gould's knowledge, let alone imprimatur, has made life difficult for him at Penrith, and that wouldn't be necessarily the case for any other person carrying out the role of general manager at a rugby league club, but I think we've made it pretty clear, Phil Gould is not any other person. He's a bloke who reads the game and the tea leaves better than most, and I don't think it'll be long before another club, plenty want to take advantage of what is a rare skill set, will be signing him on until, yet again, Fran, illness and exhaustion sets in.
Okay, in football, Sydney FC clings on to hope of making the next round of the Asian Champions League.
Yeah, last night in China, Fran, the Sky Blues played a two-all draw with Shanghai SIPG, scoring the first and last goals of the match. So an heroic away performance. And that means if you hold the abacus a certain way and shake it a lot, there's still a chance of the Sky Blues making it to the next round of this competition, especially if they can win their next game. In the other ACL game involving an Australian team, Melbourne Victory played a one-all draw against Guangzhou Evergrande. Now, this was a home game in Melbourne, and the Chinese club bought thousands of tickets and gave them away to members of the local Chinese community in Melbourne, cashed up Chinese clubs all over the place. And in Brisbane, the confirmation that Robbie Fowler will coach the Roar in the A-League next year with a view to proving himself further up the food chain, which means Europe. And some news, Sam Kerr is in the running for yet another gong, Fran. This is with the BBC. Let's hope she's not passed over this time.
Exactly right. Everyone's got a vote, I think. Get on the BBC website, Sportswoman of the Year.
Yeah, that's right.
And vote for our Sam. Let's talk AFL, because Melbourne has made sweeping changes to its team ahead of tonight's game against Richmond.
Yes, it's a traditional game now between Melbourne and Richmond on the eve of Anzac Day. And look, the coach, Simon Goodwin, the man whose face tells just exactly how his team's going, and it looked like a drop pie last weekend, he's made five changes, two of those forced through injury, but he's dropped the Wagner brothers, Corey and Josh, and also Charlie Spargo. Five changes all up. In come Alex Neil-Bullen, Billy Stretch, Jeff Garlett, Tim Smith, and Jay Lockhart. Richmond has just one in, and a decent one it is too. Jack Riewoldt back from a wrist injury, pushing Shai Bolton out of the side, which beat Sydney last weekend. And tomorrow, of course, there is the traditional Anzac Day game between Essendon and Collingwood. That's at the MCG. It's already a sellout. Doesn't matter where these two sides are on the ladder normally, it's always a big crowd, but they're fourth and seventh at the moment, so no doubt that sellout is in due part into that. We'll have a full preview of that tomorrow, Fran.
Yeah, I went along once to the Anzac Day game. It is enormous there at the MCG, isn't it? In netball, it's Collingwood always co-captain Matty Brown unlikely to take part in the opening round of this year's Super Netball Comp this weekend.
Yeah, Fran, or even a few rounds after that, the Commonwealth Games gold and silver medalist with the Opals. She's got a knee injury. She sustained it in a practice game, and it's not healing as quickly as she or her team would like. Now, lots of 10 administrations are going on at the moment to try and get a fit, but they may have to resort to surgery. However, Collingwood does have a ready short-term replacement, her sister Kelsey, who's joined the club this year after winning successive titles with the Sunshine Coast, and that's the team Collingwood plays when the competition restarts this weekend. And netball is planning to use this super competition to fight back against what it perceives as intrusions from all these Johnny-come-lately sports that have set up women's competitions in recent times.
Doing really well too.
Just a little bit in netball.
Warwick, once again, Bells Beach. Easter has come and gone, but Bells Beach isn't over yet. The surfing comp, another lay day, but an epic swell coming for Stephanie Gilmore and co.
Everything's epic or stoked or in surfing, but they reckon this afternoon or sometime today it should arrive, and it needs to, Fran. The competition window closes on April the 27th, and if it doesn't arrive at Bells, then they might have to look at some of the other beaches further down the Victorian surf coast. The competition's still very much in its early stages, and Stephanie Gilmore, the defending Bells and world champion, still very much in contention. She's through to the round of 16, and with a bunch of Australians, including Sally Fitzgibbons, Macy Callaghan, Brodie McCauley, and Kobe Enright, who is Gilmore's opponent, once that epic swell arrives, Fran.
Epic. Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 23 minutes to 8.